The figure remained still and waited till she regained herself. An eternity of that. To even consider it long enough would bring madness upon her, and so she put it behind her and stood up to approach the figure. Once more it held out a hand. Now would be heaven. She took the hand quickly, and the figure simply turned to face the doors again. And they began to swing open. The woman was understandably confused. Was she not chosen to see both heaven and hell? She inquired as such to the strange being, who only raised a hand and pointed in through the open doors.
Heaven.
It spoke, and no more. Then suddenly this mysterious figure vanished from her sight, as if its task had been accomplished. The woman took a deep and frightened breath, and looked in through the doors, and saw a dining table, stretching out into dark infinity, set with a feast beyond the means of all the kings on earth, just as in hell. The smell was delightful, enticing, just as before. Had they traveled at all? Was she not still at the very gates of hell? The strange presence was no longer there to guide her, so she moved forward, hesitantly, through the doors, which showed no signs of closing, and moved to the seat she had been taken to before. She sat down, and once more was filled with voracious desire for the fine foods in front of her. She reached out once more for the bread. Her elbow disappeared. She went to hold the goblet of wine, no way to bend her arm. She leaned forward to take a bit of pastry in her mouth. Her mouth disappeared. She leaned back and dropped what she held, regaining her normal arms and her mouth, and began to cry. For truly she was starving, and truly this could not be heaven. She sat weeping for a few moments, wondering with her whole being that she should be shown the difference between heaven and hell when there was no difference. It could not be so. She paused and listened. But she did not hear the wailing and pathetic, agonizing cries of the damned, but laughter and excited conversation. She looked off into the darkness and arose from the chair to find the source of this merriment, unable to believe that it could be found in so dismal a place. She began slowly, almost creeping along the table, peering off into the darkness away from the doors, and still she heard it. Laughing, talking. Now she ran, headlong, into the darkness, past empty chairs. It seemed she had quite a ways to go before she found the occupants of heaven. But at last, she did. The woman was awakened by her husband, stirring in the morning light, and reaching for his trousers. As he wiped the sleep from his eyes, he glanced to see her smiling. "You must have had a wondrous pleasant dream, my love," he said. "You woke me up with laughing in your sleep." He smiled and kissed her. Of course she was laughing. She still held in her mind the image of the occupants of heaven, who, finding that they had no elbows, turned around and fed each other.